Hey, it's time for Minnesota Reads. This summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is Debbie Hoven, and she has written a book called Norman Loves the Lake. It won an honorable mention in the children's literature category. Hey, Debbie, congratulations. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you.
And you are actually in the beautiful Twin Ports. There was a reading of NEMBA authors last night. Was that right?
That's right. Yes.
Fantastic. So we gotta find out about we have to take a look at the book itself. We have to take a look at the physical book, and I'm holding it up to the microphone.
Okay.
Can you tell me how it is illustrated? Because it's really a kind of a unique set of illustrations, and then at the back there's a little photo section. So can you tell us about how it's illustrated?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's an ABC book about the life at the lake, and I wrote it because I wanted people to have the pleasure of knowing that living at the lake is more than just about a week in the summer, that all year round it can be a really wonderful experience. And so my illustrations are done with colored pencil. Norman is my second book. My first one was called Light Up the Year, about the string of holiday lights that didn't want to go back in the box, and it's teaching young children about the holidays and seasons and so on. So both books were done with colored pencil, and I like a lot of color. I'm a former kindergarten teacher, and so I had my computer designer put a lot of color around the outside of the pages, too, to kind of correspond with the seasons and so on as you go through the book.
Now, are you, when you're a kindergarten teacher, you got to teach everything. Are you a trained artist? Is art your thing?
Actually, you know what? I didn't give myself much credit of being an artist. In kindergarten, I drew on a whiteboard every day of my life. And I always called myself a kindergartner when it came to art. I haven't had a lot of formal art training, although I love art and have taken a few college classes, whatever. So I never really tried to draw what I drew in the book. And so I kind of surprised myself, I guess. And that was really super fun.
The illustrations seem to strike that perfect balance between looking very childlike and very fresh and innocent and fun and, you know, being sophisticated enough that an adult reader looking at them doesn't go, oh, for heaven's sake.
And thank you.
And Norman has a wonderful time. And from that standpoint, you've absolutely captured the personality of a black lab, which has nothing but fun every single day of his or her life.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And the book starts in the spring and ends in the winter. And in some of the pages, you just see a paw print or you see a tail. You don't really see the whole dog. So I try to, you know, make him present on a page, whether he's physically there or not. You were talking about the collage on the back of the page. When I do my school visits, kids especially like seeing that Norman is a real dog. And so he is on there. In one of the pictures, he's wearing a birthday crown at my granddaughter's little birthday party. The other dog on there is my daughter's dog, who's a very high-energy black lab. He's a year younger than Norman. He is 8. And then the other dog is my son's yellow lab named Freya, who was just a gentle, sweet, sweet dog. And she passed away a couple years ago, but they have just gotten a new yellow lab puppy. So we are a family of Labradors.
Did the inspiration from the book come first from your love of children, your love of kindergartners, and as they're just beginning to get acquainted with letters and reading and the joy of books? Or did Norman look at you one day and you looked back at Norman and you went, bingo, book?
Oh, well, my inspiration, first of all, came from taking a class from my favorite Minnesota children's author, Nancy Carlson. I drove to St. Paul to the School of Art and Design one winter about 5 years ago for a couple months of Saturdays, and she had us think about if we were going to make a book about a person, an animal, or inanimate object, what would we choose? And right away when I thought of an animal, I thought of our lovable dog Norman, because he loves, loves, loves people, and his only flaw is just being a major licker, so, which labs tend to do, but like at an annoying level. And so people that come to the house just love him, and he's kind of like our mascot. We call ourselves the Lahamadu Yacht Club. I live on Lake Lahamadu, and so, yeah, so he's like the mascot of the lodge. And Nancy told me to keep my drawing simple. So I could hear her whispering in my ear as I was sketching, because she said kids will identify with your simple drawings. Don't make them too complicated. So that's where that came from, and I think it worked.
It really, really does. What's on the docket? What's the next book?
Well,
you no sooner finish this one than people start haranguing you about what's coming up next.
I know. Well, like a lot of authors, I think once you get in a creative mode, you're spending a lot of your nights and thinking hours. I pull over in the side of the road with a piece of paper and write down a two-line rhyme and think, okay, I've got to remember that one for next time. I had thought I would make a book about the lights from my first book, Lighting Up the World, Lighting Up the United States, Lighting Up Minnesota, but the kids relate so well to Norman that I think my next book is going to be called Norman's Minnesota Adventure. And I would like to take him throughout the state in kind of a magical way. He's going to be dreaming about taking a Minnesota vacation through the state. So I think I have some quality doc time coming up in August to kind of get this sketched out and figured out.
Fantastic. And yeah. Everywhere you go, you will be able to find people, no doubt, with or without labs or with or without other dogs, that would be thrilled to take you and Norman on an adventure in their part of the state.
I think so. I think so. I think we're a pretty good duo.
Debbie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
What fun.
You too. Thank you.
Debbie Hovind, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning. Her book, Norman Loves the Lake, won an honorable mention in the children's literature category at the NEMBA Awards.